This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. In January, a massive rock slide closed Highway 550 through Red Mountain Pass for a month while crews cleaned up debris. That stretch of Colorado's million-dollar highway connects the city of Ouray to the town of Silverton. Construction on the affected road resumed in April to repair damage and place chain covers over the areas most susceptible to rock movement. Last week, Ouray declared a state of economic emergency. KVNF's Laura Palmisano takes us there to learn about the economic fallout of this natural disaster.
Pacey Merlin is a brewer and bartender at Ouray Brewing Company. Merlin says the landslide and the restrictions on Red Mountain Pass have affected business.
It has definitely impacted our brew schedule. There's a lot of forecasting involved with an appropriate brew schedule. So that has been difficult for us just to project and forecast what beer to brew and have ready based on the amount of people that we think we're going to be able to have here in early June.
Merlin says this week the brewery had to shorten its schedule by 250 gallons based on projected sales for the first 2 weeks of June.
There you go.
Less than a block away, Bruce Gouldy owns souvenir shop Mountain Fever.
We did notice when it did first close that we did see a downturn in business, probably about 20%.
Gouldy says another factor also influenced business in the area.
But some of the downturn was due to weather, because we were still getting snowstorms and people weren't traveling through. So the weather did have an impact on business in addition to the closure.
Pam Larson is the mayor of Ouray.
We just declared an economic emergency based on the fact that the road has been closed, that it still can continue to be closed on a limited basis, the fact that we have businesses that really have shown a decrease in their income. For instance, the city owns a Hot Springs pool here, and they figured they were down about 20%. So that kind of gives you an idea of the impact.
Larson says the emergency declaration provides the community with federal and state assistance, including small business loans. She says about 10 businesses in Ouray, which has a population of 1,000 people, have applied for the loans.
Unless you choose to, are you here a couple days?
Over at the visitor center, Jessica Gray, a tourist from Illinois, calls the past construction an inconvenience.
It seems a little restrictive as to the times that you have to go and come. We probably will still go because we really like the area, and we can always come back through Durango. So I don't think it'll impact it that much, and I understand that you have to work on the roads when you can work on them, and especially if there's been some type of problems.
The Colorado Department of Transportation closed Red Mountain Pass between Ouray and Silverton from mid-January to mid-February. The pass reopened in March, but was closed again in late April. People wanting to use that stretch of Highway 550 can't Monday through Saturday between 8:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. The pass is open in the early afternoon for an hour on those days and all day Sunday. Back at the brewery, Merlin says fewer people have been stopping in than normally over the past several months.
People are reluctant to come to town because they might be stuck here for several hours, or they could be stuck here for several days. April and May are typically really tough times in this town for small business owners already, just because the ice park is usually closed by March. So it's a particularly quiet time. And that pass-through traffic that we receive when we're not necessarily a destination really makes a difference.
The Colorado Department of Transportation estimates the pass will reopen in mid-June. Later this summer, the department says it will provide a long-term solution for Red Mountain Pass. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Highway 550 through Red Mountain Pass will be open for the Memorial Day weekend through Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Governor Hickenlooper continues to sign passed bills into law. Among the 15 he signed Wednesday, two focused on school budgets. One will increase the amount of money schools get per student. It's an increase of 2.8%, bringing the funding per student to $6,121. The other increases school program funding by $100 million. It will also change the way students are counted at schools to give a more accurate total. The new law also sets aside the first $40 million made from marijuana tax and puts that in a fund for developing schools, especially kindergartens. It will also put $20 million in an early literacy fund. The Delta County School Board had an interesting session last week. According to the Western Slope Watchdog, board member Kathy Svensson was upset about the lack of Christian history being taught and suggests that the schools teach the Bible. The board's legal advisor pointed out that the Bible can be discussed in a history, literature, or comparative studies class, but not outright promoted. Ms. Svensson declined to comment, but says she stands by what she proposed. The board's curriculum committee is looking into it. The spring seems to be in full effect, but the snow is still keeping some roads closed. Independence Pass on Highway 82 opened today. Colorado Highway 5 to Mount Evans opens up tomorrow to Summit Lake, but this is where the snow starts to get in the way. The last 14 miles from the lake to the top is still closed until mid-June. Kebler Pass and Cottonwood Pass are also scheduled to open mid-June, thanks to snow. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park is scheduled to open tomorrow, but that might get pushed back thanks to recent snow. There's no word yet on Guanella Pass, but we should find out soon. Up next, it's Western Slope Skies from the Black Canyon Astronomical Society, followed by P. Gibby and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.